Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
In a white room with black curtains, here's a station. Black roof country. No.
Welcome back, 17 till the hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Our website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. Please check it out when you get a chance. Lots of stuff there that will help you with your small business. Ed Kopf is our guest, K-O-P-F. If you're Googling him, Ed is a longtime member of our Brain Trust. He's the co-founder of BMC Associates, one of the great management organizations, that great management consulting firms, helping companies just like yours and mine, especially partnerships, especially family-owned businesses. And we're talking about decision-making, right, Ed?
That's right.
And why people make the decisions they do and how they could do things a little bit better. One of the smartest things I ever learned how to do, Ed, and I really mean this, and it absolutely will not fail. It is absolutely 100% effective. And that is, if you have any kind of a big decision to make, or any decision, doesn't have to be big, but especially a big one, if you will sleep on that decision, even though you really, 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 really want to make it today, if you'll find a way to sleep on it, things will look different somehow. Maybe not change your mind, but you'll have a lot clearer view, a lot better perspective of that the next morning. What do you think?
I think that's true. I think one of the things we don't realize, and this is something that Dan Kahneman mentions in the book, Thinking Fast and Slow, that I mentioned, is we don't know how little we know. We get this idea when a question comes to us that we know the answer, we know all the facts, we're ready to run, we're ready to go. And when you look at it in detail, it turns out we make up all kinds of stories for ourselves to make things make sense. We ignore facts that don't make us comfortable. We do all sorts of things as if we're just trying to make bad decisions. And we really need to stop, slow down, and find ways to check ourselves on major decisions. And for business owners, one of the things that we always recommend, in addition to slowing down, taking the time, going another day before you make the decision, is to get other people involved in the decision. Mm-hmm. A lot of us who have our own businesses feel the responsibility to make the decisions, but we feel like we've got to make them ourselves.
Here's the thing. Here's the problem with small business, that small businesses have, Ed. As you know very well, as much as anybody I know, we've got, there's so many different decisions that we have to make. We have to make them. And if we don't make them and get them off our plate, they just pile up. And sometimes if we don't make them, it's because we don't understand it. And you really can get bogged down if you can't make decisions and move on. And that's a genuine pressure that small businesses have, isn't it?
It is. But one of the things the psychologists tell us is that 9 out of 10 times, that's not an official statistic, but 9 out of 10 times, the intuition that tells you, hey, this feels right, I know based on my experience this is the way I have to go, that's going to be good enough. Mm-hmm. And you're going to move and you're going to get something done. But at other time, that 10th time, when you're making a crucial hire, you're deciding whether to add another line of business, you're doing the things that really determine your future where you can't make a mistake, then you've got to slow down and get others involved. We recommend at BMC, with a great deal of enthusiasm, that solo business owners get a board of advisors. And these, it doesn't have to be a big formal thing. When I say a board of advisors, it could just be a couple of people that you turn to when you have the decisions to make, and let them check your logic, let mm-hmm. them check your intuition for you. They're not going to make the decision, but they can help you see where you've got a blind spot, see where you're rushing too fast, give you a little information that you didn't realize you didn't have, and you may wind up with a much better decision.
When I had my consulting company, and I love telling this story, When I had my consulting business back in before I started our media company, I was a sole proprietor, business consultant to not unlike what you're doing, Ed, and. Mm-hmm. And whenever I was trying to make a growth decision or some decision about whether to move my office or how I should market my company or whatever, the people I would call on and ask them their opinions were the people who were paying me to get my opinion. I would talk to my clients. I'd say, "Hey, this is what I'm thinking about. What do you think?" And I got the best advice in the world from these people because they were all good managers.
Right, and they knew
and it worked out perfectly until I told them they couldn't bill me for their time.
Uh-huh. Now, the other thing that really is interesting about that, people are so complimented when you come to them.
Oh, yeah.
To ask their opinion. That's
exactly right. And these people really took an interest in my business. They were proud of what I was doing. They were glad that they had somebody like me to help them, that I got so involved in helping them out, that they actually took an interest in my business.
Right, and if someone's smart enough to know that they should ask me about their business, they must be smart enough to help me, too.
That's exactly right.
Well, another angle on this is we work a lot with partners, and mm-hmm. one of the great advantages of partnership is it gives you someone else all of our brains are scrambled one way or another, but this gives you someone else whose brain is scrambled a different way.
Mm-hmm.
And when you sit down together, one and one make five in a
right.
lot of cases.
Right.
Because you really can look at that faulty decision-making, spot it, and then begin thinking it through.
We're going to talk some more about decision-making and how to get help and get support and confirmation, maybe objective non-confirmation of your thoughts on decision making with our good friend Ed Kopp after these messages. Tintel, I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.